So now we're into the meat of the letter.
Pero want jere e barua.
And all of this chapter 2 is about false teachers.
Kendo madongo ariyo mar buk mar Petro mar ariyo wuoyo kuom jopuonj mag miriambo.
And that's really why Peter was writing to these churches.
Kendo momiyo achiel kuom gik momiyo Petro nendiko ne kanisnige.
He could see the danger and he wanted the people to stand firm.
Noneno gima rach mabiro timore nyime to noneno mondo ni jochung' motegno.
Maybe you thought that false teachers are a new problem. Perhaps you've heard someone say, "Oh, if only we could go back to the days of the early church."
Oh,
if only we could have the peace and the unity that they had in those first days. But if you read the New Testament, you'll find they didn't have it. Because as soon as the Lord Jesus was sowing the good seed in the field, the devil was active too, sowing the weeds. It's always been that way. And as we read this letter, you'd think that he was writing to us today in Homer
Bay.
And so the things he tells us are very relevant to us in our situation too. How can we spot false teachers? And Peter tells us four things about them in these verses. First, he tells us that it is certain that there will be false teachers. Even in those days, it was not a new thing. There had always been false teachers among the people. Even as soon as God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, there were false teachers among
them.
When Moses was coming to the end of his life, he warned the people about them. Moses warned them, he said, "Any prophet who dares to speak in my name, a thing I have not commanded him to say, or any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, must be put to death."
Musa wacho buk mar rapar mar chik ni janabi ka janabi mora mora mabiro ulo wach moro moko kuom Nyasaye kata japuonj moro mabiro puonjo wach moko kuom Nyasaye we mondo ng'aro mondo mi ochiel oket mondo otho.
And Moses said something else that was surprising.
Musa wacho gimoro mang'aro nyalo wuoro ahinya.
He said God would allow false prophets to rise up.
Nyasaye nyalo yie mondo mi jopuonj mag miriambo mondo mi obi kata osieki.
And even that they would do miracles and signs.
Kendo owacho ni kata mana kamano gibiro timo onek achiel kod ranyisi.
God would allow it to test the people. Would the people say the see the signs and then follow false gods? Or would they say, "We see these signs, but the words you're speaking disagree with the word of God"? Moses said, "God will test you to see whether you love him with all your heart and soul." Even if the prophet does great miracles, if he tells you to serve other gods, you must put him to death.
to kupune okene gima kupune saito nyaka keta ngano wachela kodi kibi matho.
But false prophets continued to come during all the times of the children of Israel.
Kina kodi kide jupu nyaka miriam kajana miriam bogisi uga kide mange kana kide mangmuma kide mangyo Israel.
The true prophets were always warning against them. One time Jeremiah wrote these words.
He
said, "The visions of your prophets were false and worthless. They do not show you your sin to keep away captivity." The words they gave you are false and misleading.
And
Ezekiel said that the prophets whitewash these evil deeds by their false visions and their lying sayings. They say, "This is what the Lord of hosts says," when the Lord has not spoken. So it's always been a problem among God's people. Because the truth is the only thing worth counterfeiting. People try to make counterfeit gold. Or they try to copy the true banknotes. But if you have something worthless, no one will try to copy it.
So kain gigi moro manengo ne onge manengo ne nono mabende ngar manyalo okwosere ngamanyalo bukore ko pokata kata ketore mundu gino chal kore chene.
So Satan spends his time trying to counterfeit the truth.
Kuje shin toma tek mundu migi miluwo ni adira o chochal godo to opogore godo.
Now don't despair.
Koro kikchuni jogi.
Don't be discouraged and give up because of these things. Peter warns us so that we can be ready and then we can be safe. Nobody says, "Ah, there are hyenas, so let me just give up and leave my sheep to
die."
Nobody says, "Ah, there are thieves, so I'll just leave my house unlocked and give up." But we use the ways God has given us to watch and to try to keep as safe as we can. The false teachers have been trying for thousands of years, but the true church is still here. The false teachers have spread a lot of darkness, but the light is still shining in the world.
And
that's why we're still studying these words today. So Peter said there will be false teachers among you, just like there were false prophets before.
Peter wacho ni biro bet jo jo nabi mag miriambo mana kaka joote bene nitiere majo miriambo.
Now in the days before the coming of Christ,
kinde go endo kapok Kristo obiro,
the truth was taught by prophets because God was still explaining what Christ would do. And in the days of the apostles, there were still prophets around. Before the scriptures were completed. But today the work of God is carried on by teachers, not prophets. Because now the word of God has been completed for us. We don't need new truths to be taught. But we need to be established in these old truths which are written for us. So in Ephesians 2:20, the Apostle Paul, he said that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Because they taught the new truths in the days when Christ was alive and when the church was just an infant. They laid the foundation for us. And now the work is carried on by teachers who teach these truths that they gave us in the Bible. So Peter doesn't say watch out for false prophets, because as he was dying, all the generation of apostles and prophets was dying with him. And nobody heard of prophets again in the church for thousands of years, 2,000 years. It's only in the last 50 years that men started to claim to be apostles and prophets again. But for 1900 years after Peter died, such words were not heard. So Peter didn't warn against false prophets or false apostles because nobody was expecting any more of those. But he warned us against false teachers. And he's telling us to expect many of them. He doesn't just say, oh, there's one in this town here, or there's one in that town there. But as he writes to all the churches, he tells them all to be ready. For it's certain that there will be false teachers. So spiritual leaders must watch and be ready. And every Christian must watch to guard their own soul. If we hear a message this morning that lions have escaped from the park, then what will you do? When you go out, you'll be watching very carefully. You'll be guarding your life. How much more do you need to do that with your soul? when there is an eternal hell to avoid. False teachers are around, so be careful what you hear, be careful what you believe. Even as I'm speaking, are you looking at the words to make sure I'm telling you what it says? Or am I slipping in something that's not there? Secondly, what are false teachers like? Peter told us they are certain, but now he tells us they are cunning.
Peter wacho no ni en gima logo ni gin tiere to ochako medo kiro ni gin jok moko ma kimbele mbele moko ma wuondre moko ma wajan.
You can't just look with your eyes and spot them easily.
Okinyalo ngiyo ngiyo gi wangi ni ha kaka neni no yitalo ja puny ma mriambo kati wacho ni maro ja puny mriambo ken gima yot.
You can't know that you're safe when you find, the teacher's a nice man. You can't say, he's successful, many follow him, so I'm safe if I join
them.
Those are not the marks to look for. Because the way they work is cunning. Then verse 1, Peter says they will secretly bring in destructive
heresies.
They won't stand up and say, the teaching of the Bible is wrong, you know. They won't say, the gospel of Jesus crucified and risen. No, that's got mistakes in. Don't believe that one. They won't stand up and say, now let's change the teachings which Christians have believed for all these years.
Now
they'll pretend to be just like any other pastor.
The
Bible says that the wolves wear the sheep's clothing. They disguise themselves so that they're hidden among God's flock. They mix in their errors with other truths. They try to look like other pastors so that they can bring in the false teachings without anybody noticing
them.
Peter told us the false teachers are clever. Try to manipulate people. Verse
3
speaks about them making up stories. They're putting in effort into trying to trick you. They're persuasive people. They can have certificates and qualifications just like everybody else may have. They might have more than others. That's not the way to detect them. Peter tells us in verse 2 that there'll be many who follow them. Sadly, people enjoy to hear false teaching.
Doko gimarach me woro ni ji ohero chike chike itigi puonj moko mag miriambo eseche mang'eny.
False teaching is often popular.
Puonj mag miriambo gin puonj mang'eny kendo gin kuonde mopogore mang'eny kabisa gin ng'eny githoth.
Jesus said the true way is straight and narrow.
Momata wacho ni Yesu wacho ni yo to en yo madeny kendo ni yo madeny ahinya.
It's the way of the cross.
En yo mar msalaba.
Paul said that through many troubles you must enter the kingdom of God.
Paulo wacho ni nyaka to kore kadu kuom chandruok mang'eny ke donjo pimo ponyo sa.
In 1 Peter, Peter told them they would go through many fiery trials.
Peter mokwongo Peter wacho ni gibiro kadu kuom gibiro kadu bo mach mager malit ahinya.
They had to pass through the fires to be purified and made ready for God's kingdom.
No gibiro kadu kuom gimiluongo ni mach monde ko opodhgi okergi malair ma ikore mondo gidhi e pinyo ponyo sa.
The way of repentance and self-denial is hard. The sinful nature resists and fights against it. And often people are happy to hear some other kind of teaching. Paul gave us this warning as well in 2 Timothy chapter
4.
He said, the time will come when men will not tolerate sound teaching. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers.
To gibiru mana dwaro mondo mi opuonj moko mamit ma lombo itgi. Kendo gibiru choko jopuonj mang'eny mag miriambo mondo mi opuonjgi wechego.
Teachers who will say what their itching ears want to hear.
Kendo jopuonj go endo ma ko puonjo gi to moro gi to lang berne gi ogi do jopuonj mo puonjo gi.
They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to
myths.
Paul told Timothy that serving God would be hard. It's hard to be a Christian leader. Because people often, they don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear smooth and easy things.
And
if they hear someone teaching those things, they'll run to go and hear them. The true pastor may say, where's all my people today? Why don't they want to hear the gospel I'm preaching to them? So how can you know a false teacher? How can you tell one? Well, there's no real secret. You know them because their teaching is false. They bring in different teachings to those that are written in the scripture. They say different things to what the apostles and prophets wrote. Now, yes, they may take their words out of the Bible. But they twist them to give them a new meaning. So in Kenya, we've received a new constitution. Now people are saying we have to watch carefully. Because there are people who are trying to twist the new constitution. They want to take good words and give them a different meaning. Nobody dares to stand up and say, we don't follow this constitution, we won't obey it. But they take what's written and try to just shift its meaning a little to serve their own desires. That's what false teachers do with the Bible. And what their teaching tends to do is to undermine the gospel. So they no longer teach us to trust and hope in Christ alone. They no longer teach us to be humble servants and disciples.
Instead,
they start to give us excuses for sin.
They make
excuses for their own sin. And they lead others to follow them. In verse
1,
Peter says they even deny the sovereign Lord who bought them.
Matindo achiel mwacho ni gisekara mana juango kendo gidagi gikwedo nyasaye manyalo gimko duto mana warogi.
Now it's not clear exactly what they were saying.
Ok en okolo malunga mahinya kun gima wacho.
But somehow what they were teaching was undermining the cross of Christ.
To gima gipuonjo en gima odagi wach mar msalaba mar Kristo.
The apostle Paul said that he preached only Christ and him crucified.
To Paulo majawoti to wacho ni anto ayalo Kristo Yesu mogur.
And now Christ had bought him and he was the slave of Christ.
Nduko Kristo lonyewe katobiro misumba mar Kristo Yesu.
The willing slave of Christ.
Obedo misumba muyie muchiwre mar Yesu Kristo.
But the false teachers are always undermining the sacrifice of Christ.
Jopuonj mag miriambo gito gidagi kendo gimiyo
They don't want us to be slaves. They tell us that we can be kings. Well, the Bible says we shall reign as kings when Jesus returns. But the false teachers say you can have it now. Yes, now Christians prayers, they do change the world. But they do it in a secret and hidden way. They don't lift us up to make us healthy, wealthy, and successful day after day. But they lead us in the ways of suffering servants like Jesus was. But the false teachers, they sound so believable. They fetch their words out of the scripture. So you need to listen carefully. They're changing the meaning.
Now,
thirdly, Peter tells us the false teachers are depraved.
And
we said yesterday, this world is a dark place. And there's only one true way which God has given. And we said yesterday, the real problem is down in our hearts, that we are depraved. It's easy to lead us out of the way. False teaching always lives to false living.
Puonj mag miriambo keto ji mondo odag e ngima mar miriambo, kata ngima mar riasruok.
False teaching makes it easier for people to sin without worrying.
Puonj mag miriambo, puonj mag miriambo miyo ji timo timo richo kanyedo ka ok go bato gini mano gi richo motimo koso timo ang'o timo timo nikech osepuonje marach.
As if you point people the wrong direction, they'll arrive at the wrong destination.
Simon ji moro miyo jo odhi kamoro moko dhi kar kama moko bero kami simon gino endo ema gidhi be magidhi chopie.
At verse 1, Peter says that heresies or errors are destructive.
Matina dek Peter wacho ni miriambo kana gik maket kod adiera gin gik maketh ji.
The truth is like a good meal, but false teaching is like poison.
Chiemo maber adiera en kaka chiemo maber, to puonj mag miriambo en kaka chiemo mokaw sum to yie
oketie. The truth will build you up, make you spiritually strong.
Adiera mar wach Nyasaye migeri kore biro miyo ibedo kod teko ka igo riwruok maber.
It'll give you strong eyes to see.
Biro miyo ibedo kod wang' maber minyalo neno.
It'll give you strong legs to run into God's service.
Kendo biro miyo mondo ibed kod tielo mayot mondo mi ringi dhi kama wach Nyasaye nitiere.
Give you a big heart to love your neighbor.
Kendo biro miyo ibedo gi chuny malach ahinya mondo mi e jabathi.
But what happens if you mix in a little poison into your good meal?
Ngo matin moreke kao sumu moro matin tikeyo ikao dikete dira ka dikete chiemo.
It'll weaken you, it'll tear you apart.
It biro miyo ibedo ngama yom yom kedo ringre ni biro wore kata biro yech.
The devil just needs to mix in a little falsehood into the teaching and he really weakens your Christian life.
Ji no tangri gik mang'eny adier meni wacho ni adier no kamana gi mon mathin kene to pike iye to miriambo mo kero mathin oketho adiera te kata oketho ngima ji.
Verse 2, Peter says that the ways of the false teachers are shameful.
Matendo ariyo mawacho ni yore go endo kata yore go endo mag jachier kata mag puonj mag miriambo gin yore mag wichkuot.
And he talks about that more later in the chapter.
Kendo owuoyo kuom wachno malong'o ahinya e nyime ka wamedo somo.
Verse 10, he says they follow the corrupt desires of their sinful nature.
Matin apar wacho ni giluwo gombogi mag pachgi maricho mag richo.
And they hate to bow to authority.
Kendo ok giyie mondo mi gikulre kara ni loch kara telo mantie sechego.
Verse 14 says they love adultery.
Apar gang'wen wacho ni gihero chode.
And that they love greed.
You know, gin jok ma wuoro, jok ma ligi lach.
When you take away the foundation of the gospel in your life, you end up with a selfish life.
Kigolo msemo wuoro godo wach Nyasaye kata mo wuoro injili, tidak ngima no endo mar wuoro kata mar guondo.
Once you dare to change God's word, you'll soon be changing God's way in your life as well.
Kitemro mi ilok wach Nyasaye bro bila kidwaro tete ono mi lok yoyi. Yore Nyasaye ngimani.
And people like false teaching because it makes them feel comfortable when they're sinning.
Ji ohero puonj mag miriambo nikech puonj mag miriambo gwendo miyo gidak maber kendo gidhi nyime gi timo richo.
Their consciences are telling them about sin.
Kendo kata mana rieko e pachgi maliw ma iye e pachgi tok pachgi nyisogi ni gidhi maber.
So they change their beliefs and then they argue back with their conscience.
Kasto gipukore gi loko adiera kata gibedo penjo giloso gi chunygi gi pachgi gi richo magitimo.
They say to their conscience, no, now here is the new truth. Here are the things we will believe.
Koro gima giseng'eyo no e pachgi no endo mar miriambo no endo gibedo kodo gi piro nyisogi ni mae gima koro winjo bende loko kendo gima winjo bende koro intiere.
They tell themselves things that make them to feel comfortable again.
Kendo giwacho ni gik moko ma ok migi ber kod kwe kata matin.
Now I have a colleague in Eldoret and he was born in the town.
An kod wuoda moro Eldoret kucho nonyuol e town.
And sometimes when we're traveling around, he'll point to the church.
Samoro ko wuodo kode kwa siemo kanisa.
You say that's a very big church.
Wacho ni mna kanisa maduong.
But the pastor abandoned his wife.
To pastor osejwang'o jaode.
And he took a younger woman.
Kasto okao dhako moro matin.
So I'll ask my friend, I'll say, well, Why do the people still go to such a place?
Kwa apenjo osipata ngomi jiporte mana e kanisa nendo kangatno ojwango chiege kato kauba kumo kana nyakomo matino nyomo jiporte kanisa nendo kichango.
What does the pastor tell them to excuse his disobedience?
Enangoma pastor temolero negiga koro choko gi gima kamano otimo gitok eko kamano ni kichango.
They'll say, oh, the man says he had a vision, he had a dream. God told him to do it.
Pastor watching, ah, ning atu no no kwa kwa chi bona chi bi ka tsa wajenya. Ya sai no mi fanya no gutino kon ne to nyisenya. Da ko chakoro bugri we ri wokal nya ko makoro be bono mi bi.
Well, that's very convenient, isn't it?
Mano yi makala ko bugri bugri nyim ji ji watin sai no watin o mi biso.
Your wife's growing a little older now.
Did you koro se se fanya chi gusiti?
The children she's had of made her weaker than she was. She's not got the look she had when she was young. So now God tells you to get a different one. Or amongst you young people, the Bible speaks clearly about the danger of fornication. But the devil comes and whispers in your ear.
He
says, oh, it's not fornication. It's love. When it feels so right, how can it be wrong? As all those pop songs say.
E kopone iwinyo ni en gima ber ni deni nyalo timo to en en gima rach kaka jomoko were ka wacho jok mawero were mangera.
So you start to change your beliefs to justify your behavior.
Kwe chako chako loko kaka ngeyo ga terwa kaka chalo tidono ro me donje kaka kore dware.
You say, oh, we don't have to be married. It's enough that we love each other and we want to get married one day in future. You change the things you believe to suit your behavior.
When
you're examined, you say, oh, it's not really cheating that I'm doing. I'm making up for the fact my teachers were not good. I'm just lifting myself to where I ought to be if I had good teachers. So it's not really cheating. We start to change the meaning of words to suit our own way. Politicians, they say, oh, it's not corruption, it's not stealing. No, it's my turn to eat now. We've been waiting our turn, and now it's our turn. So why can't we eat like the others? And false teachers, they help us to follow our evil desires. A teacher ought to hold up a light so we can see. And it shines into our hearts. And we see that there's wrong in there. We say, oh no, that's fornication. That's cheating. That is stealing. And then the light points us to Christ, who died for our sins. And we hear the voice of Jesus saying, come away from those sins and come to me. Believe in me and I'll forgive all that sin. And if you trust me, I'll help you to live a new way. But the false teaching, it doesn't hold up a light.
to jipuma miria boto kunyalo guwe malongo kamano.
He lets us sit in the darkness. The false teachers say, see, it's not so dark after all. I will tell you about repentance, but you can expect God to bless you and bless you. Not going to talk to you about your sin, but just believe that God loves you and is going to pour out good things on you. I won't tell you about the straight and narrow way. Just believe that God has good things and good things for you. People are very happy to hear those things. One of the most common sins of false teachers is in verse
3.
It's greed. They exploit their people. They're greedy for power. They're greedy for money and wealth. They're not shepherds who serve the flock. But they want to feed themselves from the fat of the flock. Yeah, they want to have a big flock. But not to lead them into the green pastures. They want to lead them to the slaughterhouse so they can feast off them. Paul said, if anyone teaches false doctrines, then he is proud and does not understand.
Paulo wacho ni ka ng'ato puonj moko gi kar ngano endo en ng'at mosekethore mojwang'ore kendo kia adiera kendo ok odonjne.
Such men have corrupt minds.
Jok ma kamago endo nigi paro mompachni, paro maricho.
They think that godliness is a way to make money.
Giparo ni bedo machal kod Nyasaye kata biro ka Nyasaye dwaro en yo mar loso pesa.
They think that godliness is the way to get rich.
Now
that's the way of all the old pagan religions in the world. If you keep God happy, they say, then God will lift you up in return. Make sure you do the right things in the church, and then God will bless you. Many false teachers have come in and said that Christianity is like that too. Keep God happy and then he'll make your business grow. Your family will be healthy. Purchase this oil from the pastor and then your home will be anointed. Pay for him to come and pray at your exams and then you'll pass them all. That just turns the gospel into one of the old false religions. Jesus is not just one more name to use over all the evil spirits.
Yes, he's
not the name to make you prosper and keep you safe.
Or
not in that worldly way. He's a name first of all to make you the son or daughter of God. To bring you forgiveness of your sins. To give you the Spirit to teach you how to be holy. And then all other things can follow after that. Yes, he's bringing a new world that has no disease. He's coming again to bring eternal glory. But he told us very clearly that in this life we can expect trouble. We do need to go through the fire to be purified. And he showed us an example in his own life. He was a poor man. When they came to ask him for the temple tax, he didn't have it. He sent Peter to fetch it from a fish that came by a
miracle.
When he wanted to show the Pharisees the face of Caesar on a coin, he had to ask someone to bring him a coin. When a man came and asked to follow him, Jesus said, "Do you realize that the foxes have their holes and the birds have their nests, but I have no place to lay my head?"
When
he died, there were only two things he gave away. He gave his mother to the disciple John. And his cloak was taken by the soldiers who crucified
him.
He told his servants to be content if they had food and clothing. When he sent out the disciples to preach twice in the Gospel of Luke, he said, "Just eat what you are given. And sleep in whatever bed you first find. Don't go looking around for something different. But be glad that God is allowing you clothing and food to live this day. Paul taught the same in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Paulo owacho wachni endi e buk mar Timotheo mokwongo achiel auchiel.
He said, "Godliness is not the way to get rich." But to be godly and content with your life, that is true riches already. We brought nothing into the world, we can leave with nothing also. But if we have food and clothing, let us be content with that. A people who want to be rich, they fall into temptation and a trap. They fall into foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And some, eager for money, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves through with many griefs.
Now,
money itself is not evil. If God brings it to you, then it is a blessing.
We
thank Him for it. It opens up many opportunities for us. And it can help protect us against many troubles.
But
the danger is to love money. Money is a very good servant, but it's a dangerous master. Money is given to us to use for God's glory. It's not given for us to abuse, to ruin our souls. So Peter warns us, one of the great signs of false teachers is they love money. When you start hearing a lot about earthly blessings, you can know that you're hearing false teaching. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus told us to pray for our daily bread. And so if we're walking faithfully, we can expect Him to give us our daily bread. And He'll take care of us. But He's not going to roll out the red carpet so that we can stroll into heaven in comfort and ease.
In this earth,
we're servants fighting in an army. And the war against sin is a terrible one. And what soldier can sit down and say, "Now where's my nyamachoma?" Why hasn't the commander of the army built me a palace yet? Is that the way to be a good soldier for the king? Should we follow commanders who tell us to look for those things during the battle? Surely the commander who tells his soldiers those things is leading them into defeat. The soldier puts down his weapon to enjoy the easy life. He may enjoy it for a short time. But it won't be long before the enemy completely crushes him. Finally, Peter tells us that the false teachers are doomed. You ever tempted to think God doesn't notice all the evil done in the church? Because there's so much of it. It seems to go on for so long. You're thinking, why doesn't God send some thunderbolts from heaven? Why doesn't that man's church burst into flames whilst he's in it? Why doesn't that man's Mercedes run off the edge of the gorge and into the deep pit? Where is the judgment of God? Peter says, you don't need to worry about that one.
Peter was saying,
when the destruction comes, verse 1, it will be swift. Now again, he talks about that later in the chapter. He reminds us of some of the judgments of God before. In Sodom and Gomorrah, they continued in their sin for many, many years. But when the moment came, fire fell from heaven and the city was gone in an instant. God has already chosen the time to judge the wicked. So in verse 3, he says their condemnation has for a long time already been hanging over them. Yes, they can't see it. They may behave as if it's not there. But God has already appointed it to fall on them. Verse 3 says their destruction has not been sleeping. God has set a day to judge the wicked. And he's not going to delay that appointment even by 10 minutes. So don't fear the false teachers. Don't despair and lose hope because of them. When you look at them, you should see a clock above their head. And it's coming round to midnight. They may continue as if there was no problem. But when midnight strikes, there won't be a moment's more delay. Don't follow their ways. You don't know when their judgment will come. It's not safe to listen to them. It's not safe to support their ministries. Don't say, oh, but God has been blessing them. Look how their church is growing. No evil things have happened to them. I can be here, I can be quite safe.
donjo mono abere kanisa genyo kana bere gik mage loso gino mono miaka abere rit mabere chi
mabere said the same things in the days of Noah
kana kine mage Noah bizigwe mona kama
but one day the flood came and washed them all away
chimola chi a hola maduong no biro moywe e makop ni chi moywe
they say the same things when Christ returns
ne kino kana kama no be porgi wo kama no sama Kristo di biro mona re
they'll be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage
gibiro chi mo gibiro meto gibiro yie gibiro
But one day the fire of God's judgment will fall and consume them all.
To chiengno no mamere ma karache kod ngadura manya sai magere biro biro kuomgi.
So avoid them.
Koro joma kamago endo kikibwe kukube machini kodgi.
No good thing can come from having fellowship with false teachers.
Ogedi mora mora maber kata chiel mabiro wuok kuom japuonj mamiriambo.
There was a time in the Old Testament when the earth opened up to swallow ungodly men.
Ikide moko emoma marso moma chon ikide mane pino barre lo no barre momono de moko manok do mawdo nyasa.
And Moses said, "Get away from their houses or you'll fall down with them."
Moses no sia mo Israel mamoko ni a urku de moko mokino kikide kada mane udge kikube to abipo ka lo barre ma umunyu lobno.
If anybody said, "Ah, it can't happen. I never saw such a thing."
E kuponinga to wajina ngani wuwe ya gima kama na pukane na kwa tumarenga kama neno.
And they'd perish.